As I crossed the Golden Gate Bridge recently, the Marin hillsides of our Golden State were baked to a nice golden color. Gold references abound. Why exactly do we call the entrance to the greatest natural harbor on the West Coast the Golden Gate? When I bring visitors to San Francisco for the first time and we reach the bridge, they exclaim, "But it's not gold, it's red." And I explain, "Yes, the bridge is red because they manufactured steel came with a red undercoat. And everyone liked the red hue so much that the architects decided to paint the bridge international orange. And anyway, the Golden Gate is not alluding to the bridge, but to the entrance to the bay." Okay, so it must be then that the Golden Gate is referencing those golden hills. Wrong. The reason that the hills turn yellow in late summer is because most of the grassland vegetation is non-native. It's composed mostly of Eurasian annual grasses brought by the Spaniards. These plants grow quickly in the spring, flower, fruit, die, and turn yellow. Originally, there were mostly perennial bunch grasses growing in the hills, and while they would have turned color, they would have been much more green when the Golden Gate was first named. All right, then, it must be that the gold that was discovered in the foothills is the reason. Actually, the name for the Golden Gate also precedes the discovery of gold in California. So even though the motto of our great state references the gold, "Eureka, I found it," the entrance to San Francisco Bay has nothing to do with this precious metal. All right. Colonel John C. Fremont, who led the infamous Bear Flag Rebellion, which wrested California from Mexico, named it. He gazed at the narrow strait that separates the bay from the Pacific Ocean and said, "It is a golden gate to trade with the Orient, and I give this name for the same reasons that the harbor of Byzantium was called the Golden Horn." So two of the great waterways of the world, one in Istanbul and the other here, are joined, at least metaphorically. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.